Third pack of Yivam is Mishnah Yud. Shnayim Shekidshu Shtei Noshim. Two people married two wives. B'shas Kenisasan L'chupa Echlifa Ze Ze. And they switched. V'shal Ze V'ze. At the time of the chupa, they by accident switched with one another. Harayelu Chayovim Mishum Eishas Ish. Unfortunately, they had relations. Each one was over Israel Eishas Ish, because he was, after the chupa, he was marrying Mekudeshes to the other one. Mekudushin is considered Eishas Ish. Hoyu Achim. If they were brothers, Mishum Eishas Ach, they were also of the Israel of Eishas Ach. Im Hoyu Achayos. If these two women were sisters, there was over the issue of marrying a woman and her sister, or having relations to the sister of his wife. If one of them was nida, then over the issue of nida. This is a rule that when there's a suffix, who the husband is, so if they had relations, it can't go back to the second husband for 3 months. So we should shemul bara say maybe they're pregnant from this relation, and if they are, so the child is a child of that union. In other words, it's going to come out that if it's a child of that union, it's a mamzer, because it was eishes ish. And if afterwards she goes back to her real husband and gets pregnant, that's a kosher child. So we have to wait 3 months to make sure we know what the status of the child is. If they were too young, they were babies or children that were too young to get pregnant, then we let them go back to their real husbands, because there's no chash of getting pregnant from the first relation, because they were too young to get pregnant. These women were koyanos, then even if they're married to Yisrael and their husbands died, they cannot eat truma anymore, because it becomes possible kahuna. A woman who was mezaneh even by inus is possible kahuna.